Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today I'm joined, as always, by my good friend Christian Castain, and we are all four power rankings today. So that's kind of what this show is going to be, but there's some other news we got to get into, so let's just jump right in. Chris, Eli got benched today for Geno Smith. What'd you think of the move?
I'm not shocked at all. I figured it was coming. Ben McAdoo's kind of been, I'm not going to say against Eli Manning, but he's called him out a couple of times at the beginning of the season. The way I took it a couple of weeks ago, that I figured Eli Manning would be benched at some point. Do I think he should have been benched? No. Geno Smith's not going to do any better. There's five games in the season. If you plan on him being your starter next season, you should have just kept him in the game. To be honest, I think Ben McAdoo will be fired anyway, so it doesn't matter. I think after this is just a tragedy. It's kind of sad, to be honest. It really is.
Yeah, it's the end of an era in New York, and I think Eli's done there. I don't think we see him play another game there. I think they're gonna ship him out, but either via trade or just cut him and let free agency ensue. But it's sad. It's sad to see Eli Manning cry by his locker and lose this consecutive games started streak. And I've been an Eli hater for a while, but I mean, you never like to see a guy get benched. And to his credit, Eli was playing some of the best football he has all year over the past month. That's kind of, I had them, we'll get to my power rankings, I had them higher than I thought I'd have them, mainly because Eli, even without all those wide receivers, like their offense, of course, isn't great, but it's like not the Dolphins. So
right.
It's a sad thing to see, you know, and it's a bummer.
Yeah.
That he's gone.
Yeah, my problem with it is the fact that they're benching him for Geno Smith, which I know they're. And if you think you're going to start Eli Manning next season, then why are you starting Geno Smith right now? This just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. This is one reason why Ben McAdoo will be fired. I am 95% sure he will be gone as of the end of the season. He should be, at least. I thought this, like I said, this was a tragedy. It shouldn't have happened. I thought Eli was one of the. If you're gonna blame this on somebody, it's Ben McAdoo. Then it's the offensive line, and then you could say injury. But Eli Manning didn't do any. It's not like he deserved to be benched. He didn't do anything to deserve to be benched. He didn't play anything out of what we haven't seen in the past couple of years. It's nothing new. He shouldn't have been benched.
Geno is now the starter. That's a bad thing. Anytime Geno Smith gets into my life, I get a little bit scared just because it's so hard to watch him play. And yeah, it sucks. A little bit of what's more likely for you here, Chris. What's more likely? Eli Manning retires, or Eli Manning ends up on another team next year?
I think he's going to end up on another team next year. I don't think he's done. I just think New York's just the bad place for him. With everything going on, the offensive line is so bad. He doesn't need to be in New York. I think he needs to go somewhere like Jacksonville or let me think.
Like Jacksonville as a landing spot.
Yeah, because I don't. I think, to be honest, I think that would be the best place for him. I think they're the closest to contending. If they had a quarterback, Eli Manning would take them. Would take the Jaguars into contenders, I would think.
Right, but now flip-flopping on what I said to be a little Eli hate, he's not Blake Bortles, but he's not Tom Brady. He's not Matt Ryan, even.
No.
He's not gonna put up 30 touchdowns a year. He won't throw 20 interceptions a year, but he's not going to put up big numbers
for
you.
He's about like Alex Smith for the most part, I would say. Maybe a little less, a little more. But Alex Smith is a good comparison if you're talking about the type of quarterback.
I don't think I'd like to see that. I think the Jaguars' defense, as great as they are, I don't think it translates to multiple years. Like, the Broncos' defense didn't really translate to multiple years. Whenever you have one of these great offensive that shows up, and you and I can relate to this because the defense that was, like, one of the greatest of all time for Denver that won a Super Bowl then quickly dissipated, and the offense for you guys, which was one of the greatest of the past century, kind of disappeared after Kyle Shanahan left. And I honestly think if Kyle Shanahan would have stayed in Atlanta, the offense would have taken a step back anyways. I don't know if Jacksonville contends next year, and I don't really like the idea of Eli Manning in a Jaguars uniform. Just doesn't seem right.
I think they would be a playoff team. I do strongly think that, but as far as contending for a Super Bowl, maybe not. I mean, they're going to be in the conversation, I think. Maybe. I mean, but
Tom Brady is, Eli Manning is Tom Brady's kryptonite.
But at the same time,
you never know. Eli Manning. The Jaguars, okay, bold prediction time. Jaguars shock the Patriots in the AFC Championship next game. Make it to the Super Bowl. Calling it right now. If they have
next
Eli.
Year? Oh, if they have Eli, yeah. The only thing that I have a concern about with him in Jacksonville is he can be a turnover machine. He can be. I will admit that. He can be a turnover machine when he, at times, which is kind of concerning. But besides that, I don't think it would be a bad move.
Yep, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not an ideal move. I mean, other places I saw being floated around Denver. I don't want Eli Manning in Denver. I think that ends poorly for everyone.
It wouldn't work out. That would fail.
Yeah, I would be thoroughly disappointed if John Elway thought Eli Manning was a quarterback answer, because I think he's got 2 years left, Matt.
I think the problem is in Denver, the offensive line is so bad. I don't think he would stay. I don't think he would be last long.
Cool it on the offensive line, though. Like, they are not one of the bottom five lines.
Yeah,
in
but
the
they're
league. Like people
they're
say
not good
they're
enough
bad,
to.
But they're like top 15. Not top 17 to 20 is where they're at.
Eli needs a good to great offensive line. If they have a good to great offensive line, I'll sign up for it.
I think they have a good offensive line. Like Trevor Siemian, yeah. Like Trevor Siemian didn't get pressured a lot this year, and like Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler suck, but they weren't getting sacked every play, and they were able to stand in the pocket, so.
Yeah, I mean, you have a valid point, but I'm just saying I don't think Eli would last in that.
Yeah, I could see that. I got more offended that you called Denver's offensive line garbage, because they're not. Do we want to talk about Sunday Night Football? I mean, Brett Hundley showed up. The Steelers almost lost. The Steelers aren't going to make the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
The Steelers are going to lose to New England in the regular season and in the postseason. What, you disagree with any of this?
No, I'm just saying that for me, Sunday Night Football was meaningless. If they won the football game, for one. For two, I told you before, I said it on this podcast, I don't care what Pittsburgh does in the regular season because it's quite meaningless. We officially know they're going to the playoffs. We know that. And it matters what they do in the postseason. This team has the talent to turn it around. This team isn't playing well right now, but they could turn it around, I think. Anytime.
This loss shows me that if you can't dismiss of a bad Packers defense, in the regular season. How are you going to beat the New England Patriots in the playoffs? Like, honestly.
There was no Joe Hayden.
If you're going to turn the ball over on... And this is on the Steelers' offense. If you're going to turn the ball over three times against Green Bay's defense without Clay Matthews, how are you going to beat the Patriots? Like,
well, I mean, the turnover battle. The turnover battle is so different every game. You don't know that. We don't know what's going to happen from game to game.
I hear what you're saying. I'm never going to buy into the Steelers. I'm never going to buy into them until they're in the
Super Bowl. I can't blame you. I can't blame you for not, because if they haven't shown us yet. But I'm saying that talent could explode any time, and we could see it. That's why they're a threat. Is New England the favorite? Obviously, yes. Clearly.
All right, moving on. Power rankings. But before that, we got a sponsor. We got our first sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Chris's pronunciation of the word mediocre. He pronounces it Medicore, which is not quite the exact pronunciation, but if you ever need a weird way to say mediocre and freak out your friends, Chris has got it set for you. Will you tell us how you say mediocre, Chris?
Mediocre.
No, that's not it.
You talking about Metacore?
Metacore. Oh, yeah, gosh. There it is. Metacore.
This is new to me, guys. Yeah. This is something new.
Well, Metacore. We need some sponsors for our we need some sponsors for our show, and I think we're gonna try some out for like the next few weeks or so. But if you need a way to freak out your friends, say Metacore and not mediocre. This episode again brought to you by Chris's gross mispronunciation of the word mediocre. Chris.
Well,
I feel.
Hold on a second.
I feel like you're going to get a shot in.
Nope. Maybe next Friday. We'll see.
Oh, do you want to bring a sponsor
we'll
on
see.
Friday?
We'll see. Maybe. But the problem.
Okay.
You must have went back and listened to the podcast to be able to figure out that I said Metacore.
No, I pointed that out when that happened. I promise you, I pointed that out when that happened.
Okay, I'll bring out I will be bringing a sponsor on Friday, so stay tuned.
Yeah, you make sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. We got to grow as a podcast, and the only way to do that is to get some sponsors to sponsor our podcast. So I'd like to thank the people at Metacore for helping us out. And Chris, how would you say this ad read? How would you say this ad read went?
Metacore.
All right.
It's hard for me to say it sometimes. Like sometimes I don't say it.
It's the easiest word in the human language.
Mediocre. It is not the easiest word in the language.
Hey, I'll tell you something that's not mediocre. What? Our power rankings. You ready?
Yeah, let's get into it because we've got some arguments in this one.
Hey, we're all football talk. When I was publishing my power rankings, I did make some changes. So you may be happy with what I did, or you may hate it. Do you want to start from the top or from the bottom?
We'll start from the bottom.
From the bottom. All right. Let me just tell you, I had the hardest time figuring out my bottom six. And I reorganized them about three times, but my bottom six are 32, we got the Cleveland Browns, at 31, the Miami Dolphins, at 30, this pains me so much, but the Denver Broncos, at 29, the San Francisco 49ers, at 28, the Cincinnati Bengals, at 27, the New York Giants, and at 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, Chris, should I read yours or should you read your own? What do you want to do?
I'll read my own because.
Okay.
At 32, I have the Cleveland Browns. At 31, I have the Giants. Okay. At 30, I have the Saints.
You have the Giants too.
Yeah. One second. Please.
I'm learning my manners still. I'm sorry. I was just catching myself.
Oh, no. Eric struggles with the manners. He really does. But anyway, at 30, I have the San Francisco 49ers before I was rudely interrupted. At 20, at 29, I have the Denver Broncos. 28, the Miami Dolphins. You had the Miami Dolphins too low, by the way. At 27, I have the Chicago Bears. At 26, I have the Colts. And then, of course, at the 25 spot, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right. Well, the glaring, disrespect you showed to the Indianapolis Colts is clear. What Colts team are you watching? They almost beat the Steelers.
The one in Indianapolis.
They almost beat the Titans.
The one.
They're playing way above their talent level. This is not based on record. This is how you're playing. They are playing lights out football right now. Just because they can't finish in the last 10 minutes of games doesn't mean they're the fifth worst team in the league. I could see 24, but I don't know.
How about 26? Let me answer your first question. I'm watching the Colts team that's in Indianapolis for one, and then for two, the difference between 24 and 26 is not that much. I'm surprised you didn't, the Miami Dolphins, I'm surprised they didn't come first. They're at 31 on your power rankings.
Well, yeah. Why would they not be? Honestly, look at their last four games, Chris, and tell me which game shows me that they're not one of the worst two teams in the league.
Patriots
and
Dolphins.
The one where Jay Cutler threw three interceptions. Oh, my God. Patriots and Dolphins. Matt Moore had one good game, so that catapults them into the top 25.
They're not in the top 25. They're at 28.
That's a lie. Yeah. Fake news. I don't like where you have them. It's a bad ranking. I'm totally against it. Oh, and okay, I'm sorry, but I gotta take some fan pride here. I'm calling it out right now. I gotta take some fan pride. You have the Denver Broncos below the Miami Dolphins.
Yes,
that is simply untrue.
And come Friday,
when we have the end zone bowl between my Denver Broncos and your Miami Dolphins, in what is something we will discuss on the podcast Friday, but I'm just going to say it right now. I'm guaranteeing a Broncos game.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. 100% guaranteed.
Well, you ain't picked the game yet.
I'm taking the Broncos. 1,000%. I've been thinking about it all day. I had a tough time, but I thought, life's just not worth living if I don't believe the Broncos can beat the Dolphins. And I believe the Broncos can beat the Dolphins. And I believe the Broncos can beat the Dolphins by more than a touchdown.
That is so false.
I think, buddy, Trevor Siemian is going to have zero pressure around him, and they're going to soar into the night sky. Now, I'll admit that the Denver Broncos are a bad football team, but the Miami Dolphins are a worse football team. I've spoken my
piece. They're not far from each other. This isn't the fact that the Broncos struggled to score 14 points in a whole game.
Oh,
makes me think, why in the world would they beat them by multiple touchdowns? Or
they had Paxton Lynch.
Oh,
for
1 week.
That offense when
for
Trevor
1 week.
Got in?
For 1 week. The Denver Broncos had.
You see what happened?
You're interrupting.
You see what happened?
The Denver Broncos had Paxton Lynch in the game, in one game. One game, and you're saying that the Broncos. What are you saying? Are you saying the Broncos' offense is better under Trevor Siemian than it was at the beginning of the season when he played?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean,
why?
Are you forget? Are you forgetting the first 4 weeks of the freaking season? They were scoring touchdowns.
I forgot the last 10
weeks. People
were
talking about them like Super Bowl contenders. Right. You know why they've sucked the last 10 weeks? Because Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch have been the quarterbacks. Let me tell
There's
you,
they're
going to go back to a middling team.
There's a reason why Trevor Siemian got benched.
I take middling team over. Oh, my God. Because people got in his head. You saw what he did against the Raiders. He cracked them up.
What?
Are you here to tell me that the Miami Dolphins secondary is better than the Raiders secondary? Come on.
No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that I don't expect anything different than what I've seen from Trevor Siemian before he got benched the first time. Why should there be something new? Do you think he got his psyche back because he got benched?
I think he's back. I think his psyche's back. Yeah. Did you watch the game Sunday? He had a great second half. And that's what the entire time he played. Like, he
scored 14 points. Still lost the game. Against a bad member. Against one of the worst secondaries in the league in the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, so you're telling me that the Miami Dolphins secondary is one of the best in the league.
No.
Like, Trevor Siemian's obviously going to throw 3 interceptions against them. The Broncos defense is going to eat Matt Moore alive.
Yeah.
Like,
that great Denver Bronco off defense. That defense has played so well lately.
Come on. All right. I'm done having this conversation.
Yep.
Let's move on to the next group. I won, though. Let's just make that clear.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. If this debate keeps going, hold on. This debate keeps going back and forth. No one's ever going to win. So let's just say this. Are you willing to say this? This is the game. This is the week. All the marbles are on the table. And
there's $20 on table? $20. $20,
right? I never said... I said marbles. I said all the marbles are on the table.
I assume you were taking a bet route, so...
No. I have a bet, but it's not a money bet. It's like...
Okay, go ahead.
It's better. Okay, so here it is. So the Broncos win this game... You completely disavow the Dolphins. You allow me to say whatever I like about the Miami Dolphins, and you have to completely agree with me. The Dolphins win, and I have to praise the Dolphins. When I write about the Dolphins, I have to write about them nicely. I have to give them good power rankings within the top 25, and I have to... I don't know what else I'd have to do. Like, I just have to admit. And I get to forfeit saying I told you so. Okay, no. I got it. If the Dolphins win, I'll forfeit saying I told you so when the Chargers make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit to the falsity that I at some point jumped off the Chargers bandwagon, which is a complete and utter lie. But I'll confess to a lie if the Dolphins win this game. But if the Broncos win this game, you have to let me talk trash on the Dolphins constantly, and you cannot defend them. Like, it's not an option. Like, you can't come back and say, oh, please.
When's the last time I defend them?
You can't
defend
them.
When's the last time I defended that team?
Oh, come on.
3 weeks ago?
Right now.
I'm defending them against your Denver Broncos. Open your eyes. My eyes are wide open.
No. I don't think you see the league, Ben. Okay, so if your eyes are wide open, why do you disagree with them at 31? If your eyes are so wide open, let's look at how they played the last 4 weeks. Let's pull up the Miami Dolphins schedule real quick. Miami Dolphins schedule. Let's just see what happens.
They got their asses whipped for four weeks. I'll tell you what happened.
All right. So for 4 weeks,
three weeks.
For 4 weeks, they They lost to the Raiders in primetime. They got blown out by the Panthers. Jay Cutler threw four interceptions against the worst secondary in the NFC in the Buccaneers. And they got stomped by the Patriots. So how are they not the 31st team in the league? Like, honestly, like, why do you have the Giants there? The Giants beat the Chiefs, and I get the Chiefs are struggling right now.
Since when do I go by record?
Beating the Chiefs is more impressive. Oh my God.
I don't care about that.
Okay, then let's go with your little thing.
Hold on.
Neutral field. On a neutral field, the Giants would beat the living hell out of the Miami Dolphins. Let me tell you.
No, not that dysfunctional franchise.
With Eli starting,
we're gonna bring up the Dolphins. Let's bring up how the Broncos have played.
The Broncos have played bad. The Broncos have played badly, but they're not the Dolphins. The Broncos still have a good defense.
I'm going into mine.
Alright, the next
one. Chiefs 29-19, Eagles 51-23.
I have the Green Bay Packers.
And the Patriots 41-16.
I have the Arizona Cardinals. At 22, I have the New York Jets. At 21, the Indianapolis Colts. And at 20, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you have, in this order, the 25 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the 24 Houston Texans, the 23 Dallas Cowboys, the 22 Arizona Cardinals, the 21 New York Jets, the 20 Buffalo
Bills. It's magic.
I don't really have a gripe with your...
I have a point to make.
With your ranking,
oh,
man.
Oh, you know...
No.
When you're losing, you just want to move on.
Tell me how wrong I am. Watch when the Miami Dolphins end up throwing four interceptions again this week with Matt Moore against the Denver Broncos defense. And then come talk to me Sunday when the Broncos have beaten down on the Miami Dolphins. Do we have ourselves a better what? Because I'm willing to bury you on this Miami thing, and my Denver Broncos are going to help me. I'm too invested in this game, which means the Broncos will lose and I'll get my heart ripped.
Your Broncos
and I'll
lost
lose on every single front.
Your Broncos lost to the Giants that had zero wins. It wasn't even a close game.
The worst teams too.
This is between the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos. This is not between other team.
Well, let me tell you who's a better team roster talent wise. It's the Broncos.
Oh my goodness.
Name two star players on the Miami Dolphins. Oh, right. They traded them all away and they don't have any.
What? Jarvis Landry.
There's no response.
Jarvis Landry and
Dick. Oh my God.
Stuff.
Jarvis Landry is trash. You know, I realized something. Just to put this debate aside, people wonder where I get my deep disdain from the Dolphins for, actually. It was actually, I looked back on this, Chris. I looked back and I wrote like a Dolphins preview over the summer, kind of calling them out for not really adding any of them on anything in the offseason. And I posted it in the Dolphins subreddit and got like 100 comments about how bad the article was and just like terrible takesmanship. And I kept kind of just posting Dolphins articles in there, and then they banned me from their subreddit because they couldn't take the heat. So I think that the Dolphins fans are just salty people, and that's why people don't ask me this, but I'll pretend that people do. People ask me all the time, like, do you hate any teams in the National Football League? And I'll say no. Like, they say not even Patriots. I'll say, well, the Patriots I have a grudging respect for. I hate Tom Brady, but I don't hate the Patriots as a whole. The only team I really hate is the Miami Dolphins.
What? And what did the Miami Dolphins do to you?
The day
what
I
did
die.
The Miami Dolphins do to you?
They're a bad they're just bad people.
No. Oh, yeah.
They're bad people. They live in Miami. Miami's a bad place to live. Come at me, Miamians. You don't listen to our show if you live in Miami.
Not us.
And if you do, stop.
They will stop.
Not good enough for this
show.
They
will stop because you're talking so bad about them.
Get out, Dolphins fans.
You're treating them like dirt.
Yeah, they are. That's what Dolphins fans are.
Alright. Alright, we've got other power rankings to get to instead of the Miami Dolphins.
So when you're losing, you want to move on. Right?
I ain't losing. We just been talking about it for 20 minutes. Feels like 20 minutes.
Oh my god! We've gone half an hour into this.
Alright.
Well, I guess we actually secretly love the Dolphins, because like I'd say half of this show is devoted to talking to the Dolphins.
It's because this is the first time I've been wrong, and you want to prove it.
This is the Dolphins Chargers podcast. Come to think of it, like those are the two teams we spend the most time on.
That's because it's the first thing I've been wrong about on this podcast, and you want to make sure that you get your point across that I was wrong about the Miami Dolphins. That's why. Oh yes, I do.
And you still haven't publicly admitted that you were so wrong. Like, you say that, but then you get right back on and you start defending them again. You know? You just gotta stop. Learn your lesson. Alright, so looking at the next five, nothing really exciting happens in either of ours. They're about the same.
Yeah.
Do we want to just skip to the top 15?
Do we want to go 15 to 20?
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. Like,
there's one difference I want to talk about.
After 7 for me. Okay. After 7 for me, and before you get there, I'd just like to defend my point by saying after 7 till about 28, like, there isn't a whole lot of difference between any of these teams. Like, every team in the NFL Football League is just, like, terrible slash mediocre slash inconsistent. Am I wrong there? I feel like kind of like half of the league just kind of blends together.
I actually wanted to ask you about this. Who are those seven? Are your top seven teams the one you're saying that are consistent or whatever? Yeah. I don't agree. Seattle's not consistent. Pittsburgh, you said...
Spoilers! Wait. Let's get to 15 through 20 first. But you tell me where you have the disagreements and we'll talk about it. Because I don't want to read off 15.
Dallas.
Tell me where your disagreements are and let me defend myself.
Dallas at 18. I have them all the way down at 23.
Okay. Teams I put ahead of Dallas that I have below them. I put Oakland ahead of Dallas. Oakland's playing better right now. Still think Dallas is a better team than what Kansas City's playing like right now. Maybe I put the Jets ahead of Dallas, but that'd be hard. Like, the lowest I'd have them is like 22.
Well,
but I mean, that's pretty close to you. I can see your point though. Like, they haven't played, they're not good right now for certain, but like they're not, I don't think, terrible. Like, if that makes sense.
I don't disagree
with the take. I put them there because I kind of felt, I don't know, I felt bad because, like, we've only seen 2 weeks with Dak without Zeke.
3 weeks.
And, like, I don't know.
You want to know how many points they've scored? Three? You want to know how many points they've scored in 3 weeks?
22. I'm agreeing with you, by the way. No need to take such a hostile tone.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying. I mean, they've scored 22 right. points in their last three games.
Okay. Well, I think you're right. I agree. All right. That's what I have. I'd have the Oakland Raiders higher than them, plus a few other teams. I'd have them.
Any other disagreements? 15 through 25, basically.
Nope, everything looks about right to me. All right, let's go 14 to 10.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Actually, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a question for you about where Okay, Tennessee, why are they at 14? I just, like, Tennessee doesn't, I don't know what Tennessee is. Like, their offense isn't great, and their defense isn't great, and they beat bad teams, but, like, against good teams, they're bad. Like, I don't understand what Tennessee is. They lack an identity, and that's why I have them lower.
Right.
I just kind of want to know what you think their identity is.
Well, it's not the identity that is why I had them there. It's more of, they're going to be a playoff team. I think two wins clinches a playoff win, a playoff berth. That's one reason. I've given them a little credit for that. That's why I don't have them even lower, because I think they're, to be honest, I don't think they're a top 15 team in general, but I do, they are finding ways to win these games that they're on their schedule. And two, you're talking about their identity.
Wait, that's dishonest to our policies. We don't do this by record. Like, they're a top 15 team. Why are they a top 15 team?
Well, that was my second point. It's not that they have an identity. I don't think they have an identity, but they're finding ways to win some of these games. Even if they're close, they're finding ways to win, and I'm giving them a little credit. Like I said, I honestly, talent-wise, I don't know. I don't know their identity. It's hard to figure out because nobody knows. But I am giving a little credit because they're going to the playoffs, in my opinion. I think they're going to figure out a way to win a couple more games, and they'll be in the playoffs. And I'm giving them credit for finding a way to win. That's the basic reason.
All right. Let's start at 13. Let's go three at a time here.
Yep.
13. At 13, we both have Jacksonville. At 12, I have Detroit, and at 12, you have
Washington.
You have Detroit at 10. I have Washington at 8, and I think that's too high.
Let's just go 13 through 10. I'm gonna go for 13. I had Jacksonville, of course. Eric just told you. At 12, I have Washington. At 11, I have Seattle, and at 10, I have Detroit. What's your top or 13 through 10?
Jacksonville, Detroit, Atlanta, Carolina.
This is tough. Carolina is tough for me because they're finding ways to win games. Okay, I'll give you that. But
they have a good
defense. But their offense
defense.
Is just
that's why.
It's just
that's why.
Go ahead.
Right, but no, you're gonna say their offense is just terrible.
No,
Eric.
I'm saying they're mediocre.
Well, it's not terrible.
I'm saying they're mediocre. It's very mediocre, and it's hard to figure out this team on offense.
What? Mediocre?
Cam Newton's mediocre. I've been telling you that for weeks.
But it's not just all of a quarterback. Like
Cam
Newton can run the ball. Oh, come on. Dude,
I've
you gotta look
you
at what
weeks.
They've done against bad...
I've been telling you this for weeks, though. We've had this argument before.
Against... No, really?
Yeah.
Against bad teams, though, they're blowing them out. Like, they put up 30 on the Jets. They put up 40 on the Dolphins. Like,
what about the other games?
I don't think they...
What about the other games?
I gotta pull up their schedule. I gotta pull up their schedule. But they've just played hot for me the last 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, so let's say... How many points would you say the average offense scores? Like 20 a game?
I would say... Oh, my goodness. Just very mediocre offense. I would say about
just like
17
middle,
to 20.
Like... Okay, right. Okay, so they've got 17 points, but they held the Buccaneers to 3. They have 20 points, and they barely beat the Falcons. And they have 45 points and 35 points. The place where they get points with me is when I watch this team, they just look like a team that is a top 10 team. Like, they look like a team who's going to make a playoff run. They look like a team that has things figured out. Like, even though their offense isn't pretty to watch, like, you can't... they're winning games. Like,
well, I know I said it was hard.
We don't do this on... Of course, we, quote, don't do this on record for basically the rest of a league, but, like, at the top of a league, you kind of have to take record and play. Like, they've played really well on defense, and they've played well enough on offense. Like,
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're winning games. Their defense is great, pretty good, at least. I mean, if you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with me when I say great or whatever, besides the point. But the defense, the offense is just, I don't know what I'm going to see from week to week out of Cam Newton. They're a top 10 team. That's why I have them at 7. So, I mean, we don't have a problem there. But I'm just saying, I'm just not sure. I don't know. That's a team that I struggled with. That was...
Yeah. Team, I think you have a little too high, but I think they could have been at 10. I think you have the Falcons too high. I get it. There's some homerism there, but they've only had really two great games in a row where their offense has figured it out.
I think they're better than the Chargers. This has nothing to do with Homer. This has nothing. I think they're better than the Chargers. I think they're better than the Lions. I think they're more a little more okay. Here lately they've been a little more consistent than both of those teams. This has little to do with Homer in it.
Well, one, I disagree with where you have the Lions. I have the Lions a little bit lower. The Lions can play for three quarters, but then the first quarter, they'll come back, but you shouldn't have to come back if you're a good team. Like, you should be able to play a full game. They don't really have a defense. All they have is Matthew Stafford. If you have a great quarterback, I don't think you can have a top 10 team. I have them at 12, but I mean, I can see why you have them at 10. I don't fear them as much as I say. The glaringest difference is I have Washington at 8. And I know you're going to disagree with that, but their offense, despite how they've lost, like, if you put that team against literally anyone in the AFC, including the Patriots, they're going to play that game within 10 points or win that game. And the only loss they're going to have is to the Patriots. I think they could beat the Steelers.
Well, my thing is they found ways to lose games. They found, the past couple of weeks, they found a way to lose the game. This team should be, now, part of it, I think their offensive line is so injured right now. It is so injured right now. Which, I've given Kirk Cousins credit. I've given credit for the past 3 weeks. But, I'm saying they found a way to lose games, and they still have, I mean, they have a losing record. I take record to a certain extent. If you have a losing record, I'm going to have to look at you very closely, and I just see that they found a way to lose games somehow, some way.
Yeah, I mean, I can't gripe with you. I can see why you have them there. I just look at what they've lost, and where you give Kirk Cousins the credit, I give, like, the entire team as a whole a credit. But I can understand with where you have them. Do we want to move on to the 10-5?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, both of us have the Chargers at 9. Let's just start there. People know why I have the Chargers at 9. Why do you have them at 9? I was honestly, like, when you sent me this, I was honestly shocked that you had the Chargers at 9. Like, I was gonna put them at 10 just so that I wouldn't get so much backlash on this podcast and I wouldn't have to fight two battles today. But you sent it and I moved them back up to 9 because I was like, all right, this guy's got the right idea. I originally had them at 8, though. That was me just being me and loving the Chargers too much.
That's the bandwagon in you. 8. But anyway, for me, they've played some great football lately. They've been hot lately as of the past 3 weeks. I think very high of them. I think they have so much talent. I think they could win out. They could really win out. This team is one of the only threats that I think could actually pull through and go 5-0 over the next five games. They're having a, for me, they're getting great pass rush. The offensive line is playing good. This team, now we're starting to see few weaknesses. The weaknesses are starting to dwindle themselves. There's not that many on this team. I think it's too late. Okay, so I knew we didn't really. This isn't where we were going with this, but this is where I'm going with this. I think it's too late for them to make the playoffs. I think the games early are gonna get them, and they're at 5-6 now. I think they can afford one loss, but I think there's some teams ahead of them that have a game or two better record that's gonna get enough wins to go right ahead of them, and then strength of schedule or opponent versus opponent. I think the Ravens beat the Chargers. I think that's where it comes down to, where the Chargers miss the playoffs. But I think they'll come very, very close. And I've already said I was wrong. The Miami Dolphins are that bet. I might as well get ready to send you some tea now.
Oh, yeah. I love sweet tea. I will just say, you gave me a lot of crap for only taking 11 days to change my mind on Case Keenum. 8 days ago, you sat in this podcast studio and said, there is no way that the Chargers win out. So I will point out to you that it took you only 8 days to change your mind about the Chargers. So that is how fast opinions change.
Oh, now
I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, now you're making me pull up the darn schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just flipped very quickly, and you got on me for flipping very quickly. I'm not against it.
I don't remember
it.
Saying
it.
I was. I said that I think they're a legit threat to go undefeated. I didn't say I thought they were going to. I don't remember. I don't think I did. If the fans could,
You were downplaying it.
No.
You didn't think they had a shot.
I don't remember
but
saying
I. I will say, I think you might be right. If they have to play for a wild card, they might not make the playoffs. But I think if the Chiefs keep playing this badly, I think they're due to lose one more game. And then at that point, the Chargers have the tiebreaker, and the Chargers could basically win the division.
It looks like it looks like it's going to come down to Chargers-Chiefs on December the 16th. That's what it looks like it's going to come down to at this point. It's at Kansas City. Kansas City is a slight favorite according to the matchup predictor. They're 56% chance they win the game. So I would favor the Chiefs to win that division, but the way the Chiefs are playing, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep, let's move on so we don't talk about the Chargers all day. Let's get to, we both have the Chargers at 9, so at 8.
Yeah.
At 8 I had the Redskins, we already talked about that. At 7, Seattle. At 6, Pittsburgh. You didn't like the way I had Seattle. The way I have Seattle ranked is kind of like the way I have Washington ranked, I think. With all the injuries they've had, they've played pretty well. They almost, I know Atlanta won, but they almost beat Atlanta. So I don't think it's crazy to say that they're a top 10 team, and I think it's kind of disrespectful that you have them at 11.
I think the teams that I said are better than that team, and that's what it came down to. 1 through 15, I thought the team that I put ahead of each other right now, that team is better than the other team, excluding, I'm not sure about the Carolina-Atlanta one. I'm not, that one's kind of tossy. I wouldn't say that I think either one's better than each, but I thought I think the Chargers are definitely better than the Seattle Seahawks right now. The offensive line is injured. The defense is banged up. No Richard Sherman. I mean, they take a hit. I mean, you still have to judge how they're playing. I can't. The injury, I only give them so much for the injury. That's why I had the Washington Redskins ranked so highly, to be honest. But anyway, the Seahawks, I just, like I said, I thought the other teams were better. That's all.
Okay. Moving on, we have the Steelers at 6, and man, our top 5 are boring. I'm just going to read mine, and it's basically the same as yours, minus our top 2 teams, which we'll save for a second. At 5, you have New Orleans. At 4, Los Angeles. At 3, Minnesota. I think you kind of drug me on to... I think we've both developed kind of a bandwagon for Minnesota. I think you got me started on it by telling me Case Keenum was okay, and then I slowly got on board, and now I'm
going to
get ultimately heartbroken when Minnesota gets shocked in the first round of the playoffs. But I agree with where you have them. I have them in the exact same place. The only difference, who do you have at 1?
I have Philadelphia at 1 and New England at 2. I mean, I think it's... at this point, you have to take a record into hand. Philadelphia has the better record. They've blown their opponents out. It hasn't even been really close. They haven't played... Did you know... Carson Wentz has played like 5 snaps in the fourth quarter in the past 4 or 5 games. I know that stat might be kind of off, but it's a crazy stat.
Yeah, I have the Patriots at number 1 and the Eagles at number 2, and that's purely because of schedule, to be honest with you. The Eagles, if you look at what they've played up to this point, like, you can't point to a... Like, they've played the Packers... that's a preseason. They've played the Redskins. They lost to the Chiefs when they were good. The Giants. The Chargers when they were bad. The Cardinals. The Panthers when they were still figuring things out. The Redskins, the 49ers, the Broncos, the Cowboys without Zeke, and the Bears. The Patriots, on the other hand, if you could look at their schedule, they had the Chiefs, who were a tough team, and they almost beat them. They have the Saints, who we now know are very good, and the Saints played really well in that game, and they beat them. They beat the Texans with J.J. Watt. They barely lost to the Panthers. They've beaten the Buccaneers, the Jets. They beat down on the Falcons. They beat down on the Chargers when they were getting hot. They beat down on the Broncos. They beat down on the Raiders, and they beat down on the Dolphins. In my opinion, the schedules are close, but I think New England has a slightly harder schedule, and that's why ultimately I put New England over Philadelphia. Also, I think if you watch them play, I think Tom Brady's better than Carson Wentz, yeah. But that's purely a...
Yeah, that debate will get... But I wanted... The last day the Eagles played a close game within 10 points, you have to go all the way back to October the 12th when they played the Carolina Panthers within 5 points. The other games are between 10 and 30 point blowouts. That's crazy.
Because they've played the 49ers, the Broncos, the Cowboys without Zeke.
Yeah, but
they're
doing
what
they're supposed to do.
You were just telling me that the Broncos are worse than the Dolphins. How are you going to give them that much credit? They're beating down on them.
I mean, they're whipping their ass.
Okay, I want to see. Okay, here's the test. Is the rest of their schedule. I want to see them play. I want to see them beat by more than 10 points the Seahawks and the Rams.
The Rams are top 10 team. Top 5 team.
Right.
So why?
Right. So beat them.
Okay.
So beat them.
Okay. So
beat them.
Okay. So I want to see the Patriots.
We're getting way too worked up about this. I don't think there's that much of a difference. I don't disagree with the fact you have the Eagles at one. I just have the Patriots at one because I think Tom Brady is playing better than Carson Wentz.
That's not the problem.
Like, it's purely opinion. What's your problem with where I have him ranked? We have him in the same place. There's no argument here.
The argument isn't about that. The argument's about what you said afterwards. You said the
what
Eagles
did I say?
Should beat the Rams by 10 points. Well, if you're going to say that, then the New England Patriots better beat the Steelers by at least 10 points. I think that's fair.
I don't doubt that, dude. I think
okay.
We're heading towards not like a blowout, but I think we're heading towards a Patriots like 3-score kind of win against the Steelers. To be honest with you, like, I think that's how much the Patriots outclass literally everyone in the NFL right now.
Well, we'll find.
I know that we. Yeah. I hate to admit that, but I just feel it's a grudging respect at this point. I hate the Patriots, but at the same time, you gotta respect what they've done.
You have some Patriot blood in you. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't like it. I feel icky when I have to talk about them.
Well,
nicely.
Yeah, we'll find out about that in week 15. I mean, we will find out how close these teams are between each other. I think that will tell us a lot because they're going to play. That game's going to be competitive because that could come down to who wins the AFC. And that's going to be huge. So they're going to play. They're going to play their tails off.
Yep. All right. That's it.
Yep.
We'll be back Friday. Chris will have a sponsor for us by then.
Actually, no, we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow for the college football podcast.
Oh, right. Tomorrow for the college football podcast.
Yep.
I will be ultimately exhausted. It's grind week. A week before finals for me, and I have a job interview tomorrow. So, Big Five Sporting Goods, you're about to get a legendary podcaster and blogger.
Yeah, well, tomorrow.
You obviously need on your staff. So, tomorrow probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm tired. If I'm tired,
yeah, we'll see.
I'll be there.
But there might be a bit tomorrow. We'll see.
There might be. Ooh, all right. That's what they call a tease in business. All right. Well, okay. So, Chris, just to clarify, the major point of like a podcast bit is you can't let people know it's a bit because that ruins the bit. Like, you gotta like take the bit, and then when I sent you our instant message client, I was like, it's a bit. You were like, oh, it's a bit out loud. Like, you didn't need to say it's a bit. You just need to play.
Whatever.
Just a pro podcasting thing.
I'm not good at the bit or thing, the whole thing. So, this isn't shocking.
All right. No, you are one to not have fun. So,
oh, whatever.
Well.
That's so wrong.
Oh, man.
So false.
All right, what? Yeah, well, I feel
False
like we gotta
take.
Make peace because some. Okay. I feel like we gotta make some peace because we got a little bit heated about the Dolphins back there. I'm not backing down on my take, but I just want to say.
It wasn't
personal, purely.
Oh no, it wasn't personal, but I'm sticking by my take on this weekend. We'll find out. You'll find out more on Friday.
Oh my gosh. If the Broncos lose this game, I'm gonna be so depressed forever.
I'm gonna have a surprise for you on Friday.
Oh god, no. You're gonna lock up the Dolphins, aren't you? I can already feel
it. Oh
depressed.
No, that's not
all
it.
Right,
you'll have to wait till Friday to find
boy.
Out.
Yeah, ruh-roh. Alright. Okay, Broncos lose, I'll be depressed. Follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
Good night.
Yes.